SOP229, today we're talking a little bit about Feedburner being the icing on the cake, and we're going to talk about getting your podcast focused.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning into the podcast. I know your day is busy, and because of that, let me remind you that our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, and you can call in your comments. I would love to hear from you. It's real easy. It's courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. And because you're busy, I'm going to get right to the meat and potatoes. I want to debunk a myth here. Well, first of all, I have to mention the fact that I said today's show is 229. And if you listen to last week's show was 230. That's because I wasn't anywhere near my computer and I had to guess which episode we were on. So to keep things in sync, last week's show was 230. This week's 229. You guessed it. Next week, 231. Right. So that way somebody won't look back later and go, hey, whatever happened to show 229? Well, there actually isn't one. Well, there is one. It's just out of sequence. But as you know, I've been working on a book over at morepodcastmoney.com. I am up to my armpit in self-publishing knowledge. And I was reading this book by this guy that basically wrote the Bible on self-publishing. His name is Dan, I'm going to say Poynter, P-O-Y-N-T-E-R. And in the book, he's talking about podcasting. And I just wanted to go, Dan, stick to self-publishing, because he said podcasting is only audio. No. And then he said vidcasting. There's podcasting and vidcasting. No, podcasting is audio, video, and PDF files. You can actually podcast a PDF. Some people call it vidcasting, but podcasting is audio, video, and a PDF. But the other thing he said that I just wanted to take the book and throw it against the wall is he said, if you want to create an RSS feed, you can use a program like Feed4All or Feedburner. And I'm like, oh, no, you didn't. That's wrong. You can't make an RSS feed with Feedburner. You can enhance an RSS feed with Feedburner. Now, Feedburner is owned by Google. And what I use Feedburner for and what I recommend it for is making your iTunes tags. When you have your podcast, you want to submit it to iTunes, but iTunes, being owned by Apple, said, well, if you're going to get in our special Super Jumbo Deluxe directory, you've got to have these special Super Jumbo Deluxe tags that don't come standard in whatever you're using to make your RSS feed. Now, for me, I make my RSS feed via WordPress. I update my website, I update my RSS feed all at the same time. So I now use the analogy of this. The RSS feed that comes out of WordPress is kind of like your eggs, your milk, and your cake mix. It's that fluffy part of the cake that is the actual cake, right? Then you take your RSS feed and you stick it into Feedburner, and it kind of encompasses it takes all the information that's in your RSS feed and adds some stuff on top of it, much like icing. So Feedburner is the icing on the cake, and it takes that original information, ABC, and add some extra things to it, DEF. So now you get ABCDEF. And if you don't have the original blog, you just have DEF, so that's not going to work. And if you just have the cake, you're just going to have ABC. So you can't have a cake with just icing, and you can't have a cake. You can have a cake with no icing, but I think that's called a muffin. Maybe, I don't know. But no, I just heard that and was like, no, that's just wrong. You can't make a feed with Feedburner. It enhances the feed you already have that I recommend is made by WordPress. So Dan Poynter, guru of self-publishing, stick to self-publishing, and I'll stick to recommending things for podcasting. Now, one of the things I do like, as I'm getting deeper and deeper into writing, is the fact they talk about when you write your book, the first thing you're actually supposed to write is the back page. You know, the back part of the book that people, when you go into a bookstore, you turn it over and you read it and you're like, oh, yeah, this might be something I want to read. Then you start to filter through the pages. And if you like those, you go up to the counter and you buy it. And I'm like, well, that's kind of cool. But they said, write the last page, that the back of your book, write that. And then anytime if you're not sure, as you're making your outline of your book, turn to that back page and go, does this fit this? And I was like, that's a really cool idea. because as I've taken my book now, I've been approaching different editors. We do have our beta readers who are giving me great content, great feedback. Thank you guys. I love it so much. But I've also contacted a professional editor so that when we get done with their ideas and merge it with mine, I'll take it over to a professional editor. And I said, you know, I've got some things in there that people have said are kind of podcasting 101. And I said, it's really the target person for this book is the person who already has a podcast and wants to make some money from it. And I said, but I feel like this is still good information. My editor said, Dave, if it doesn't fit the target of the reader, then get it out of there. And if it's really good content, match it with some other content and write another book. And I went, oh. So I might actually write a book about maybe planning your podcast. You'll have the School of Podcasting when you're ready to learn how to record your podcast and put it together. And then you'll have my more podcast money book if you want to make money from your podcast. I was like, that's not a bad idea. But it's all based on having the focus of what, in this case, your book is about. Now let's switch it over. What is your podcast about? And I was listening to a podcast this week, and the front page didn't look like it was anything I was going to be interested in. I wish I could remember what it was, and it was something about self-publishing. And I clicked on the about page, and it explained exactly what they talked about. And I was like, oh, this is actually something I would want to listen to. And I actually started listening to it, and I was like, okay, cool. And I thought, you know, if that about page, without it, I probably wouldn't have even, I just would have said, nah, this isn't for me. But I saw the about button. So that's definitely one of the buttons you should have on your website. You should have a contact button and about button. Those are the two bare bones, right? How do you contact me and what am I about? And then anything else you have. But those two are the bare bones minimums. And so I went to the School of Podcastings, and I actually have my about page has two purposes. One is it talks about the actual podcast. And in this case, my podcast talks about everything from planning, which is kind of what we're talking about today with the about, the planning, producing, or promoting, and all the tools like FeedBurner in between. That's how I kind of define what I'm going to talk about. And by doing that, it keeps me focused. So that may be one of the things you do today is sit down and go, well, what is my podcast about? Because what happens is if we water down what we're about and you try to be everything to everyone, you're going to end up being nothing to everyone. Because I have seen this happen. I'm a musician, and I've seen where bars will try to have comedy on Monday nights, country on Tuesday night, metal on Wednesday night, rap on Thursday, oldies on what they were up to Saturday. You know, and they're trying to be everything to everybody, and it doesn't work. I've seen this happen at least 5 times. You can't be everything to everyone. Figure out what your podcast is about and do that topic well and do it deep. Don't just skim. Go down deep now into that niche. And that's where I really liked that advice of write your about page. Write your in the back part of your book first. And then anytime you're not sure if you should cover this topic, just go look at the back of your book. Or in this case, go and look at our about page and go from there. Last up, speaking of books, we've actually got, I'm going to talk about this, and I have a great plug-in for anybody who is writing a book. And I realize podcasting and books are similar, and you may not be doing this, but I know a lot of people are using their podcast to promote a service they have, or in some case, some sort of ebook. And Andy White of the Podcast Advisor is getting ready to release Podcasting Unleashed, the book. You can find that at podcastingunleashedthebook.com. And it is it really has a lot of things in it. And if you actually buy it before November 1st, you can get a 30% discount on the book. And Andy is doing similar to what I'm doing. And I didn't steal this from Andy because Andy started his book way before I did. But it's where you get your audience involved, kind of beta readers. And to be honest with you, I stole this idea not from Andy, but from Bob Baker, who's a music business guru. But if you're interested in books, I thought I would give a quick shout out for Andy, because his book is going to be coming out. He put out a notice today. He said November 1st is when I'm going to be actually turning it into a book. So if you're interested in a podcasting book, you can check it out. Podcasting Unleashed, the book. .com. And speaking of ebooks now, so if you're looking to monetize your podcast, I found a really interesting plugin. It's called, you can find it at schoolofpodcasting.com/stamper. And it is a PDF stamper. Dynamically, when you sell an ebook, it will dynamically, meaning when you buy it, it will stamp your name, your email address, your company name, whatever else you want on it, any information that you collect when you sell the product to your customer, it can stamp that on the first page and if you want every page of your ebook. Now, the reason for that is one of the things that makes you really nervous when you sell an ebook is the fact that it's really, really easy to share it with your friends. You could throw it up on some sort of torrent site where people can download it over and over and over. And there's really nothing you can do because you can't figure out who put this book up there for everyone to share. Well, now you can, and you could put a thing in your book at the beginning, how this is illegal, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, anyone caught doing this will be persecuted to the fullest extent of the law, blah, 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 kind of thing. And you can do this because every customer will have their name stamped on your book. I think that's an interesting way to cut down on file sharing. The only thing that I have a little twinge about is that a way of going to your customer and saying, hey, just in case you're a thief, I'm going to put this on here. So are you possibly mildly, what's the word here, insulting your customer? The customer that is actually spending money now is being kind of politely nudged not to help others steal your book. It's interesting. I don't know. But if it's only $35, so it's not super cheap, but it's not super expensive, and works with WordPress. It's actually a WordPress plugin, so if you are monetizing your podcast, you might want to check that out. So today, what did we learn? Well, we learned that FeedBurner does not create a feed. It only enhances it. We talked about having focus with your podcast and setting up an about page on your website so people know what the podcast is about in case they're surfing on by. We talked about how Andy White over at podcastingunleashedthebook.com is getting ready to wrap up his book. We did talk a little bit about my book over at morepodcastmoney.com. And we talked about the PDF stamper, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/stamper in case you are using your podcast to promote an ebook that will help it keep it safe. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Our website is again schoolofpodcasting.com. My email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. Thank you so much for tuning in. And until next week, class is dismissed.